I'm ready when Aurora's ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Everybody's ready. Is everybody Wait,
I
ready?
Fix my bun. I gotta fix my bun.
Oh, no, fix your bun, mamas.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we can have your bun out like that.
It just can't be on the side. I'm just gonna put it on top.
Oh, yeah, that's a better look. Yeah.
Yeah. When it's on the side and all messy, it kind of looks like too St. Francis-y, and I don't want to be associated with them right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's up, everybody? Good morning or afternoon or evening, whenever you're watching this, and welcome to the NOS. That's the 916 News on the Street, where four Sacramento comedians react to Sacramento's news. I'm your host, Ellis Rodriguez, and I'm joined, as always, by the amazing Aurora Singh.
Hi, I'm Aurora Singh.
Oh, hi, hey. Aurora Singh. All right. And then as well, we got back in the house, as per usual, Mr. Dr. Steph Sanders. No, just
hey, CEO of Skinny and Sexy. What's happening? Off the chain in the building.
The CEO of Skinny and Sexy, that's man.
That's what we're going for this year, you know.
So I'm assuming you're skinny. Who's sexy? Like, who's the other person? And then we got to fill in today. One of my bestest friends in the whole world. We got matching tattoos. Sydney Steigerts.
What it do, baby? It's an honor to be out here.
It's them.
East Oakland's finest.
She's Ladala Bean.
I'm Ladala Bean, baby.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, that's on TikTok. I watched TikTok.
I thought Ellen DeGeneres was on the show today. I was like, damn, we got celebrities on.
No, we wanted somebody nice, okay?
Yeah, we can't give you that nice. Right now.
No, we don't want her.
All right, so, as a matter of fact, let me give a shout-out to Chris Smith again, Swizz, Picks by Swizz, because today's background is, like, my favorite one. I think it's, like,
the dope, man.
That's the tunnel or whatever. I miss going out. All right, right off the news. It's a bunch of grab bag. It's a bunch of like little things. So I want to let you guys go ahead and pick. You want to start off with COVID? Do you want to start off with racist stuff? Or do you want to start off with
some Scott smiled so big when he said
he did.
COVID is old news, man.
We're going to probably be talking about COVID a lot until it's over, right? Yeah. So you don't want to start with COVID. I got some happy Latino news. I got some creepy Roseville news. I got some sad news and some racist stuff. What y'all want to do?
You know what I want to do, but we can do creepy Roseville racist.
All right, here we go. Creepy Roseville racist for $200. Okay, there's a man. They put his picture out. You should everybody look this dude up. They got a surveillance photo of him. And he left his cell phone in the ladies' bathroom at the Big Lots in Roseville so that he could get some creepy shots.
I want to see what he looks like. I don't even need to look up what he looks like. I already know.
You already have like a pretty good image of what this dude looks like. Yeah. Especially in Roseville.
But also they called the police on him. So I guess he was looking a little sus when he walked in there. So maybe he doesn't look Roseville. You know what I mean?
Mm. Well, as long as he's
like a crazy person, I can tell you that.
So then I was like, okay, is this a super perv, or are people leaving their cell phones recording in the bathroom? And aren't a lot of bathrooms unisex now, right? So you can get a shot at anything. Like who?
Well, if you're a pervert, you want anything.
Yeah.
Like, he's discriminating. He want anything.
There's no boundaries, no limits when you're a creep. You're just, like, a full-blown creep.
But how many of these creeps do you think there are? Is this guy unique at the road?
I think one of us is probably like that. I mean, it's, like, almost, 1 in 4, right? It has to be 1 in 4.
Yeah. I agree with Aurora.
One in four people are leaving. Come on, y'all.
I think 1 in 2 men are creeps.
1 out of 2, 50%?
Yeah, right? I think so.
And one out of four women are creeps, is what you're saying?
I think it's like one out of 10 for women for sure. And then maybe like one out of one for men.
Yeah, one out of one, especially if they're white.
Nah, Steph was right. Steph was right from the beginning. We should have went racist from the beginning. That way we could all come together as a team.
That always works for me.
This is splitting us up. All right. Have you guys heard of Mad Butcher Meat Co?
Yes.
Meat company. Okay. It is apparently owned by Kelly Shum, who is of Chinese descent. All right. And somebody left a dead cat in her parking lot. And then they've been getting harassed since the beginning of the whatever, like people calling and asking if they serve bat and stuff like that.
They left the inventory or they left a dead cat? Which one was it?
Oh my God. Did you say leave them inventory?
Now. which brings me to my point, actually, because we already had a discussion at one point where it was like, okay, stop being stupid and racist and then attacking old Asian men and killing, you know, and that violence because you don't understand, you know, like that's just it's stupid or whatever. But like as comics, not any one of us, but I know me personally, I've done this, is like we perpetuate the stereotype, right? We use it as fodder. And I think when we're doing it, we're kind of making fun of how stupid it is that it exists. Like we're semi using it ironically, I would hope, most of the time.
Yeah.
But then there's always somebody in the back that's laughing, but they don't see the irony. Right? They just
think that we're on their side.
Right. So in a way, we're kind of perpetuating, right? Like, do you feel bad at all? Like as a comic, as you look over your career, you'd be like, if the person that left this dead cat at this lady's meat shop in the parking lot, if they had been to your comedy shows, like, do you think your jokes would have helped? Like,
nah.
I don't feel responsible for that at all.
They were stupid a long time before that. I just, you know, I didn't add no fuel to the fire.
Yeah, exactly. They're dumb. They're
not even a tiny bit, like a fraction of a fraction.
No, not at all. I feel like whatever I say on stage, and plus I feel like I'm always like the devil's advocate and I try and play both sides because I want to please everybody.
Okay.
So I'll never say something that's like really hardcore one way, I don't think.
But you know, maybe if they decided to do something artistic and they went on stage, maybe yes. But if they go do something and act, we have anything to do with that. We're not enacting riots and doing stuff like that.
That's actually a really good episode of Law and Order.
What's a good episode of Law and Order?
There's an episode of Law and Order SVU where there's a comedian. I'm pretty sure it's Bill Burr.
Love. I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, it is. I did see that one.
Yeah, he like says something on stage and he's like a super like super super aggressive like comedian on stage where he's like women don't matter and like rape women, all this stuff, like, but he's like a famous comedian in the show, right? Okay. And then someone goes out and like attacks a woman and like rapes her, and then they were like, oh, because I was inspired by this comic. And then they like go after the comic and the comic's like, I'm just doing my set.
SVU is such a great show. That's
so good.
So good. Is it still going?
Yes.
That's Ice-T's only job.
I think they're the 28th season or something like that.
That's so expensive.
Ice-T got the niche. He found a job and didn't get stay with. He like worked for the state.
I respect it.
It's six lines a year. I ain't mad at it.
So you feel no responsibility for perpetuating the stereotype that Chinese people eat pets.
Nope.
Not at all.
I think only if we talk about it in an act of like violence. So like if you like they should castrate all Mexicans that try to jump over the wall. Like that, and they go castrate him. But if you like make fun of them bringing their whole family in their station wagon across the wall, that's just whatever.
I don't feel bad at all, and I've been making that joke since the first grade when I heard that stereotype, and I feel like like everybody has a family, right? And your family gets progressively larger. And at a certain point, you're in an Asian family and there are people in your family that eat dogs and cats. You know what I mean? So it's like, and when you're making fun of people, you tend to take the low hanging fruit. Like you pick on the worst stereotypes that they have, you know? But
I've been in a country where they serve kegogi, and it's actually a fine dining experience. With like it's similar here to
sure, what kegogi.
Kegogi is dog, golden retrievers, and this is in South Korea, but I've been there.
And this, I'm assuming it tastes like chicken.
Well, something like that. But
what does it taste like?
It tastes freaking awesome. But the scary part of it is, I'm like, I could get used to this. I don't want to get used to this. But over there, there are farms where they raise the dogs, and they don't touch the ground, whatever. They wear these things, and the way they kill them is humane. They hit them in the back of the head with that big thing, and they do a little ceremony, blood rush to the head. They all
that's
like,
what we do in California, yeah.
So, but here they just go get cats, Sammy and them, and you know, they be serving our Chinese food. It's shortage right now. So your broccoli and beef is not always beef.
Oh, ew. Ew. I'm vegan now. I just became vegan.
I'm vegan now.
And there's somebody listening to this podcast that's like, yeah, they do be putting in the broccoli. I'm going to go give them a dead cat. See, that's what I'm saying, man. We're adding to the problem.
And they use a lot of dumplings. Remember, they cover a lot of stuff up. You don't know what's in them dumplings. You're just eating the skin and eating whatever's inside of it.
Mm. And it's so good, too. And I don't even question it.
Mm. And you know what's crazy, Steph? As soon as you've been here since the beginning. As soon as I started this podcast, I was like, I got to get Steph on here. Because I need somebody that's mature. You know what I mean? I need somebody that's going to look at these
Steph issues. Is mature?
He's the worst, right?
He's talking about how good Golden Retriever just tastes. He's like, this is too good. I can get used to
this
it.
This is some racy shit.
My brother. You're talking about my brother. I don't know who the hell you're talking
about. No, man. It's fun. But I thought, you know what? Aurora should be on every morning. I can spend my morning with Aurora. She's full of sunshine and happiness. Then we're gonna have Steph, you know, he's more of a mature point of view. Dude, it takes it off the rail every morning,
every single time, and we love it.
So what about you, Sid? Because I know your whole act is making fun of Asian people. So you know, like if you couldn't talk about Asian people, like that would, you could,
I wouldn't,
you have enough time to open, like would you?
I think I could maybe do like a tight three. But
I get actually a lot of feedback when I do your shows. People are like, why is she always on this Asian thing? And it's like, I don't know.
you don't like them?
I never said that. No, I think.
Do you have any Asian jokes? I've never heard you tell an Asian joke.
I don't have any Asian jokes.
Yeah. No. You need to up your game.
Do I? Yeah. Is that what makes me a comedian in COVID? Is
how out in the streets right now. You know, a lot of shows in the sticks. You know, no masks are going up. So if you got some woo ha, you know,
some really woo ha, some woo ha. That's what she is. Some woo ha.
Yeah.
You can think of nothing else to say. So.
All right. Well, I'd like to talk to you guys. This is very sad to me. I don't know if it's sad to you, but Fry's Electronics has closed permanently.
Finally, Jesus.
Yeah. Who needs it?
Started in 1985. Like,
what was it there for? Nobody needs.
I didn't even know it was still there.
Right, exactly. What is Dot Matrix printers? Don't nobody.
Why do they call it Fry's? What's Fry's? Is that a guy's name? Was it food? And they switched businesses.
It was stupid. They still sold DVDs.
This is the same thing with Rush Limbaugh. I just told it just died, man.
Fry's got employees and people. Fry's was a front.
I love Fry's. I love Fry's. Fry's was like an electronic swap meet. And they had
you bought the first computer there and you had to get another one because you bought it at Fry's.
Now, oh, there you go.
That's what happened.
That makes sense.
Is Fry's known for poor quality?
When the last time you bought something from Fry's?
I used to go to Fry's all the time.
I've never even been in a Fry's.
Right. When's the last time?
Before the before Corona or whatever.
It's still so tape cases. It's still so little tape cases.
Yeah, they sold every electronic thing. That was
they could once.
See, thank you.
Why?
I bought a projector there when I was like in seventh grade.
See, exactly.
Steph, what did fries do to you? How did fries hurt you?
Last time they were relevant.
They sell obscure electronic stuff that you can't buy in other places.
Obscure meaning old, like meaning outdated.
Obscure, then you're obscure. Okay. Okay. Then you're obscure.
No, listen. No, listen. Like, let's say you wanted to build your own computer. You wanted to pick the box. You wanted to pick the motherboard. You wanted to pick. Fries would have all of those components on hand.
Why would we? Who wants that?
People do that all the time.
Am I a supervillain from what is happening? Why am I going to build
a mindset?
You can watch YouTube videos and put together a computer, and it's cheaper if you buy the components separate and build it yourself.
Why would I do that when someone else has already spent their whole life figuring that shit out?
Because you're Indian. Why can't you build a computer?
I'm only half Indian, so it
oh my God.
Being half built.
The hell out of here. For family game night tonight, we're going to put together a computer. Let's go to Fry's. Woo! Yay! Hell no. Homeless
it's
people
just
don't
a random, to it's just a random
it's
electronic store. It's, you have this much hate in your heart.
Use that building. It's big enough. That's where we can put the homeless people. Get out of here. Fry's, get out of here.
Yeah, we could make it a shelter. That would be
not a bad idea.
Fry's shelter. That's what it needs to be.
Yeah, where they serve fries to the homeless too. They give them fries.
A shelter.
Or if you want, they can teach the homeless how to build the computers, like you're computer. Saying, and they could get
plug
jobs.
It in their tent. Plug it in their tent.
I'm so confused. Why you guys? I'm so confused. I thought it would be like when Mervin's left. Everybody's like, all right,
Nobody cared about Mervin's.
But they They were like, okay. But you hate fries.
Let's see. Okay, like, what's a business that would go away that we would actually care about? Steph, what would you actually care about? A business that went away?
Let's see.
Okay, Sydney, what would you think?
Like Costco.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
Trader Joe's. I would care about Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
And I would care about John.
That's the N-word.
I would care about Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's left, I'd be really sad.
Yeah, great prices.
Yep, a Mookie's on Fifth Street downtown. Mookie's, if they leave,
I'm out. Yeah, no one cares about fries.
What the hell is Mookie's?
Mookie's, man, Mookie's sell everything you need.
Like what? <fries? laughs> Never heard of this.
Do they? Is that just some random guy in your neighborhood?
They sell PS5 and a half. They sell cigars. They sell Xbox 1.5. They sell everything.
1.5. Yeah,
y'all know nothing about that because Mookie's
perfect. All right.
Fried. They the fries you should care about.
Mookie, I'm sorry. Mookie's is not a sponsor, so we're going to have to move on. Okay. I don't know. I'm assuming you guys don't have much to say about this or hopefully positive things to say about this, but that's why I thought about everything else. So I'm probably wrong. The Sacramento Hispanic Chamber of Commerce CEO Kathy Rodriguez was voted the 2021 most admired CEO by the Sacramento Business Journal. What?
Yay!
Give it up to a black and brown in the building.
Yeah. Woo! And it's voted on by all the CEOs in Sacramento. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's pretty dope.
Ellis, are you related to her?
I am not.
You should just say that you are and come out of the woodwork and be like,
oh my God, you're like, what's up, Pia?
I'm your cousin.
They decided that for them not to seem racist, they would vote for her and for this so that they could seem
you would have to take her to a bad place. This is what I thought.
So I'm the CEO of HP. I'm the CEO of all these, I'm racist as hell. And then I never seen a black and brown person. Oh, she's the CEO. Let's make her the CEO of the year. Boom. There it is. Now,
right, before we go down the conspiracy hole, this is what I thought was funny, was she's the first Hispanic woman or whatever to ever win it, right? Which kind of goes to Steph's point where they're like, ooh, look at her. Let's celebrate our diversity.
It's cool to be diverse this year.
It is. But then I was like, it's also Black History Month, And I always think it's weird, like, when can we stop? Like, when will we stop announcing, like, every time a black person does something, you're like, they're the first black person to do this. That's never really about that person's accomplishment more than it's an acknowledgement that this particular that
racism works, and it's a damn
that racism is still alive and well at this in this area, right? Yeah. Like as soon as someone say this, she was the first female janitor, and you're like, oh, that's crazy. That means there's been chauvinism in janitors, which we. Am I crazy or
maybe it'll stop being like that when it's like not such a shock. We'll like when it's just like when it's just like normal, when everyone's just like, oh yeah, the person's like the CEO won the award. It's not gonna be like, oh, they're the first because there's been this person started it, and then there's like gonna be a bunch more that deserved it and earned it and won it.
It becomes the norm, but it won't become the norm because of critical race theory. They control the power, they're not gonna give up that. So it's not gonna become the norm. It's always gonna be an anomaly.
How many? What is critical race theory? Why do you? Is this like a book or something? That
race theory? No, that critical race theory is a tenets of basically racism, and they have 5 to 6 tenets, and that's what creates everything from there. Everything from there. So every policy, everything is created from there.
All right, man. Give me the pamphlet on the way to the meeting because I am behind. Anyway, I'm super happy that Kathy Rodriguez won. Also. I don't feel like, which maybe there's a lot of Latinos everywhere, right? I know this.
What's her company?
The Sacramento Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
So that's what she's CEO of?
I would hope she was the CEO of it.
She is.
I have to blow my nose.
Oh, no, totally blow it. What was I about to say? I forgot what I was going to say.
You're gonna say something nice about them. You always say something nice about them.
I'm trying to be nice. Oh, that's what I was trying to say. Is since I've lived in Sacramento, I've never seen so many Russians. Like I've never lived in a place that had a large Russian community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of Russians and Armenians.
And then I don't feel like there's a large Hispanic community in Sacramento. Am I crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am crazy.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a large everything population here.
Because you bougie and you don't hang with your own people. You know it's the largest Hispanic population in Sacramento. What are you talking about? This is still Northern Mexico. 140 years of land theft does not make this California.
Yeah. Still Northern Mexico. What I'm saying, that's why I preface it with there's a lot of Latinos everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as I understood, there was only one place to dance salsa and merengue. And then maybe another one once in a while. There's only one salsa club. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I get what you're saying there, but I think the culture is not as pervasive as it is, say, in the Bay Area. But that's even Black culture here. It's no jazz.
Or Southern California.
SoCal, Bay Area.
So that's what I'm saying.
They don't open places. They do it at their homes.
Yeah, and the garage. I'll be in
the garage.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of Latinos in Sacramento, but that's what I'm saying is that it doesn't really seem like it to me. And in Stockton and San Diego and LA, like you said, even in San Francisco, which is super Asian, right? There's still like really big sections that are like Latino and like a bunch of Latin restaurants and a bunch of places to dance, salsa, and all that stuff.
Well, they hide out too. I mean, if you just remember, they were hunted by this last administration. So they wouldn't gonna be out anyway. You know what I mean?
Who was hunted by the last administration?
Hispanics.
Community Hispanics.
By administration of who? By
don't say his name, please. Don't give him the airplane.
Oh, what are we calling him? 45?
45.
Yeah. 45 viene, primo, vaya. Okay.
They was being real, real.
But what about all of the ones that were that were illegal? Oh, never mind. What am I talking about? We leaving dead cats in parking lots. I hear you. Okay.
Yeah. What do you think this world is? Everyone's peaceful and loves each other. No.
Yeah.
It just seems strange to me. I feel like there's not a big racial. I think we are kind of a melting pot in Sacramento. That's what I would say.
There's so many different kinds of cultures here. We're Russian, Armenian, Hispanic, Indian. There's Haitian. There's like a bunch of Haitian people here.
Dress. The Russians dress horribly, like church shoes and velour sweats.
Oh yeah,
they can't dress for nothing. They all own body shops though. That's who it fix your car with some bubble gum and masking tape. But it's gonna be nice.
But it'll run.
It'll run.
It'll run. I'll get you there.
Yeah. But you know what else I find out? Like, they get money to come to this country and come to this state.
I've heard like, that.
They get $13,000 to $15,000 just to say, where have you been given $13,000 to $15,000 just to set, just to do whatever? Exactly. So they are giving that, you know, and so if five of them
my OnlyFans.
I was thinking honestly, after our conversation yesterday, I was like,
and everybody gets the $15,000, boom, they start a business and they flourish.
Right.
Generational wealth.
I was thinking after yesterday, I'm gonna start OnlyFans. I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
You should.
I think it's super funny though that that some Catholic woman is making all this money on OnlyFans to pay for her kids' Catholic school education. But one of the commandments is don't covet thy neighbor's wife. And my man's like, covet this, covet this, covet this. You got to get kicked out of Catholic school.
Yeah, you kicked out of Catholicism.
If your mom is supporting sin, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe
she go to the confession.
I got a two-part question, which I think is funny. One is super fast on COVID. We didn't get no COVID shots. Shot number one, I think people who have been waiting for second doses, I guess, are good. But like thousands of people didn't get their first shots, and it's been hard to get appointments anyway because of the storms, right? So the storms shut a bunch of stuff down. And like thousands of stimulus shots didn't come in, or not stimulus shots, COVID shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is because of all the snow and all the stuff happening in Texas. Have you seen the videos of people saying that it's fake snow?
I saw one thing about it. Yeah.
Okay, there's a big conspiracy theory for like deep, like QAnon people. I don't know, crazy people. That said that the snow that's been following it, that's been falling in Texas is fake snow produced by Bill Gates, right? And they've been like testing it and it's not real. They think it's not snow. Have you seen this?
These are the same people that stormed the Capitol.
Yes.
Yeah. These are
so you've not seen these videos. Okay, but you should look them up. You should look them up. They're funny.
Alex, I can't get that 5 minutes of my life back. I can't watch it. Some things you just gotta look
good. Okay, so these people as well believing that this fake snow made by Bill Gates, right? It also then too, they're like, and it's super cold. So that's why global warming is bullshit.
Oh my gosh. Cold.
It doesn't normally snow, right? In Texas. And now they got all this snow. So what are you talking about? What are you talking about global warming, right?
I think
I thought it was funny. It was like, and I said out loud to the video, I was like, that's why they changed it to climate change. So your dumbass would understand, like, it also means hurricanes. And it also means, it doesn't mean it.
It
so
just
that,
means intense weather. It means exactly. intense weather.
Oh, yeah, but they're not smart enough. They just.
They're 45 supporters. They're not smart enough.
Why are we even dealing
with that? I was like, okay, global warming, right, is also not bad. So it's just a climate change. But this is what I think I think we should change it to. A human species extinction event, which is like kind of lame or whatever, but I think that people don't really care about the Earth. And I think that we need to tell people like Earth doesn't care about you. Like we're concerned right. that it's getting hot, but if it gets too hot, Earth will still be here. If it gets too cold, Earth will still be here. So we need to change it so that it's about the climate, really about us. Like we're going to die. If we don't fix what it is or whatever. And then I also think it's like, it's super sad that like, what seemed to be adult, like, you know, people in their 20s, 30s, right? In Texas are convinced that Bill Gates has created artificial snow.
And 9-degree weather.
Okay, but then and here's the thing, weather. Maybe those people should die.
Yeah.
Whoa, see,
it's never the right thing to do.
I'm not saying that we should kill them. I'm not saying that we should actively seek them out and kill them or cause any harm. But I'm just saying if they don't believe it's real and they want to go outside and they want to do experiments in the freezing cold and they want to drink the water because they don't think it's contaminated or whatever, then like maybe we should just let them do it and then let them die.
And you're the nice one. Oh my God.
I agree. I agree.
Not wrong. Yeah.
I second that.
Or we could educate them, and then they could know.
There's no educating people who don't have a fucking mind.
Yeah, it's like,
well, they read this article.
Battles. You gotta pick your battles, and if they're not willing to listen, then don't even try.
Unless they are grown, rational people. A lot of them have professional jobs. They're doctors, attorneys, these are professional people taking care of kids, too. And they just taking up space. They're taking your oxygen, my oxygen. They need to go.
Yeah, they're taking up our resources.
Can I not have a conversation with anybody anywhere that has any empathy for the other side?
Like, I have empathy for them. I think that it's really, really.
You just think that you have empathy, but you think they should die?
Look. I think
put them out of their misery. Scared. That's empathy.
Put them out.
I think that they're scared, and I think that they're worried because they're, you know, their pipes are freezing, the houses are flooding, and it's like a terrible situation. But their mind is saying, oh, this can't be real. Like, they can't, they're just like in complete denial. And therefore they're putting other people in danger and themselves. And that is where I'm like, if you're gonna put yourself in danger because you're ignoring all the facts, then maybe you should just be in danger of it. I don't know.
We should just put them all in fries and pipe in poison and let them die.
There you go.
I did not say that.
Fries is opening right now. It's big enough. It's opening.
I did not say that.
That is sadistic. Podcast I've ever been a part of. This really hurts my heart, and I wish that when when anybody was talking about these things that we didn't go to, these people should die. That's the problem. That's like, I don't know what your guys' struggle has been like being brown, but that's the problem, is people looking at me and then thinking because I look a certain way or feel a certain way or act a certain way that I should literally die. Like, that's what I'm really upset about and fighting for usually. Let's get that off the table.
True. They're making the myth true by spewing the videos. If they, it'd be different. They said a video said, hey, it doesn't really snow down here. We're wondering what could the cause be? Can someone educate us on what this cause is? No, they're spewing the stupidity. So you don't make the myth true. They're making the myth true. And it's not a myth, it's a reality now.
But literally, somebody's like, this is fake snow. This is fake snow sent by Bill Gates. And then you'd be like, you know what? That person should die. Maybe we should just educate that person. You know what I'm saying?
Educate him.
We should unplug them from the YouTube hole that they've been brainwashed into believing in conspiracy theories. Like,
are in school growing up, they like hammer it into you, like what sources you can and can't use for information.
Primary credible, yep.
Right. So then when we've all been through that, we know Wikipedia and Facebook aren't reliable sources. And then there are people with grown ass professional jobs who are getting all their news from Facebook. Then there's not a lot we can do because they won't take no for an answer.
Okay, Ellis, how about this? Like, what if you're like walking, like you're on a hike, right? And the paths go two different ways. It like splits, right? And then everyone around you is like, we need to go left because it's marked and it's safe. And this is where everyone says to go. And this is the right path to go on. And then two people are like, fuck the path. I'm going to go this way because this can't be real. This is the way that I feel like I'm supposed to go. And then they get eaten by a bear. Do you feel bad for those people? Or are you just like, we tried to tell you not to go there?
Okay. It's a good analogy, I guess. And then in that analogy, then I'm like, yeah, your ass got eaten by a bear, that's on you. But what I'm saying is that like, there's a large percentage of people, right? That through a lot of different reasons, a lot because of stuff that they did too, decisions they've made, right? Are in this place. Right, where they believe stuff like this, right? But these are voting, tax-paying American citizens. These people, a large percentage of these people, they're apparently all around us all the time. They're our fellow citizens, right?
Yeah, and if, just like and if we're going to say, hikers, and
listen, if you've ever gone down that path, and then you should die. Not even just the people who did die, right? But also the people who followed their wife or their husband or their family or their church down that path. And now they've seen a couple people get mauled by bears. And then they want to be like, yo, I want to get back to the other path. And we're
then
like,
they should come back.
You come back.
But not if they die. Not if we put them in a fries and gas them. Little Black Hitler. Yes, Little Black Hitler said he wanted to take everybody who voted for 45, put them in a fries. That's the rhetoric I'm fighting against. I'm against the idea. I'm not against.
Yeah, then we can start over. We can start over without them. So then they would be. Then we'd educate the rest.
Like, no.
And everybody'd be smarter. It'd be a much better place.
No, hey. We all need to really to work this out. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. No one is gonna step down from their side though and try to meet people in the middle.
People do it. People do it. I've seen it. I can't remember the name of it. There's some chunky looking black dude that gets white dudes out of the KKK all the time. Yeah. Like management.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And has to be somebody black to do that. That's crazy. You know how ludicrous that is.
I think that we should just
love each other,
and everyone should just learn to love each other. And if you choose a path that in which everyone tells you not to go down and you die, then that's on you. But I will still love you as I watch you walk down the wrong path.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Yeah, we don't have the rights to that song.
It's a cover.
All right, I got two. One's real small. Well, they're both small. One's kind of good. One's kind of bad. But I'm sure you guys will hate both of them. And then, hey, good luck, Aurora, with your happy story. Because it's not a good. We're not happy this morning. Okay, number one. Everybody heard the COVID Britain B117 or whatever. It's the mutant. Corona.
A variant
or whatever, which is apparently more contagious and kind of worse, right? Which kind of makes sense because this came from Britain, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's some other variant, which it's been in a couple places, but apparently really, really kicked off in San Francisco. There's a big B1427, and it's like not more contagious, but more like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
No. If it's not more contagious, what is it?
It's not necessarily more contagious, but it affects the people who have it more. It releases more virus into the person's body.
So it's like more effective, I guess.
It's kind of I'm not a virologist or whatever, but as I understood it, it's a distinct variant, right, that acts differently, very differently than its previous, right? And just so much that maybe the mutation it does something, and I don't remember what it was. It may not make the virus necessarily more contagious or deadly or whatever, but it could. Does that make sense? Like the mutation that takes this mutation and carries over, you know what I mean? So,
should I be scared? That's my question. Should I be scared?
I think we should.
We're about to go back on quarantine.
I think we should. I by looking at it, all the numbers that were like, oh, the numbers are going down. Maybe May, maybe June, we can go back outside or whatever. I mean, hug with a mask on. Apparently, like it might be mutating faster than it's obviously mutating faster than get the vaccine out. Because if the vaccine came out right away and everybody gets the vaccine right away, well, then it doesn't have time to mutate or whatever. But
I think we should go ahead and test it on those persons that believe the snow isn't real and Bill Gates, and then see who survives. And that way, whoever survives, we use the antibodies and they're good for something, for another vaccine. That's what I think.
I'll be a test subject. I'll give my body to science.
No, really?
No.
I'll do it.
We need you here.
I'll do it. I don't care. Let's do it.
You just got married. You about to have kids.
I mean, the world might end in a year, so what's the point? You know?
That's what he's telling us, basically, that we're about to end. We all about to die again. It's Resident Evil 2.
We're about to die again.
I made it through the first one. I might not make it through
that. Scared. Ellis, are we going to die again?
Marvin Sapp.
We might.
Maybe it's a Wednesday thing. You know what I mean? Is it Wednesday? Why are you so angry and sad today, man?
I'm just I'm scared, Alice. Are we gonna die again? This is serious. Is this new is this new mutation gonna attack us all again? Are we gonna go in quarantine again?
Well, I just think it's something that we should look at. We're supposed to be talking about the news. Everybody's locked up at the house because of damn COVID. It would seem weird not to keep people updated, right? So we kind of get it in and out of the story and like the angles of the stories or whatever. And this thing changing faster than the vaccine is getting rolled out is an important story.
Yeah, I think so.
The numbers, you know, are still declining. It's anybody's guess, but I'm most interested in when are they going to open the damn comedy clubs back? And apparently how fast this thing mutates has something to do with that. So I don't know. I was looking it up. Let's try. I got one thing I was going to make kind of like it seems like a good idea, but isn't it kind of shitty? But I'm sure you guys will do that on your own. So Newsom signed in the stimulus bill and it's going to.
So hot.
And it's going to tag a bunch of people of lower income, and they're going to have a one-time $600 payment.
I love that.
Yeah. So we get another $600 payment. That's what you're telling me?
Say again?
We get another $600. Is that what you're saying?
You get $600.
Yeah.
To live on.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I love that.
No, that's perfect. That's all I need. Anyway.
Money, you know what I mean? Yep.
Yeah.
Cigars, a bag of weed.
Oh, for sure. Because I know a lot of people that have been out of work, you know, for like 6 to 8 months.
A line of cocaine, some now, ladies.
I've been out of work since March 17th, 2020.
So $600 should cover it then.
I think so.
Yeah.
You had a job?
I had a job. I had three jobs.
Wow. You lost all three?
I lost all three. Well, technically, I count comedy as a job. So, yeah.
Did they fire the white people from the other two jobs or just you?
Huh?
Did they fire the white people from the other two jobs or just you?
Yeah, they fired everyone.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I wasn't fired. I technically still work. I work for the school district. They don't need me anymore because I was a substitute teacher. And then I worked at a cycle studio and it's basically closed down at this point. And then I was I am a comedian, but I don't, I've been you know, performing. Stage. Yeah. Stage time.
All right, you guys.
I think you take that 600 and flip it. Sell some weed, and then you're going to right back up.
I'm going to take that $600, and I'm going to invest it, and I'm going to, and then I'll also buy maybe, like, some Chipotle.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Treat yourself.
Because it's Latinx appropriation. That's good.
Aurora, please, can you please bless us with your happy story of the day?
Okay, this is happy, you guys. It can be negative. Okay.
Please.
This is in Sacramento. Back in like May and June. A trumpet player near Sacramento, California was driving around looking for lawn signs that say 2020 graduate. Then he would set up outside each house and play the graduation song, Pomp and Circumstance. Isn't that cute? And one parent posted a video of their daughter crying as she watched him.
That's wonderful. That's so sweet.
I just think that's such a great example of someone taking their talent and using it for good and spreading joy and cheer in the Sacramento area. And I don't know who this person is, but I think that's absolutely beautiful and amazing.
He should have played Taps right after because you're dying because it's a pandemic, but that's
good. And there we go. Yep, there it is.
That's good, though, that he did that. Go ahead.
I have another piece of good news.
Yeah, what's the good news?
Please.
It's personal good news.
Oh, yes, please. What is the news?
I finally posted on my YouTube channel.
Yay!
I did it!
Health actually, right?
I thought you were gonna say you was pregnant. That'd be good news.
Oh
too.
No!
I don't think we'd be the first people she told.
No.
Well, she might have found out this morning, peed on a stick right before she got on.
Yeah, I just got finished throwing out, but I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant.
Hey, can I get some Black History Month? Black History Month news for some.
Is it happy?
Yeah, it's happy.
Yes, please. Please say something.
It makes people happy. Bring it together. So anybody wants to, you know, since Black History Month and you want to go ahead and do your part, the All Poor Baby Syndrome Black History Month. Go to some soul food restaurants, and it's predominantly Black people there. So, you know, Q1227 restaurant in Roseville is like fine soul food dining. And then Tori's Place, Del Paso Boulevard. You really want to be brave, go to Del Paso, right across from Grand High School. Don't look at the kitchen, just order food. Don't look at what's going on, just order food. Delicious. You don't want to know where it came from. And then Slimmer Husky's Pizza in Oak Park. Great pizza. And yeah, they're Black owned, and you should try that right now.
Right on.
I love that.
Oh yeah.
Solid. All right. Steph Sanders.
Steph Sanders, Off the Change Podcast, Skinny and Sexy. I am Steph Sanders everywhere, Off the Change on YouTube and all that. Yep. Look me up. Super thick. I'm Aurora's backup dancer on her Super Thick videos.
Mm-hmm. And then Aurora, where can we find you online?
Super Thick, like, double C, double K. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey.
Aurora, sing. Aurora Like a Disney Princess, Sing Like Every Punjabi You've Ever Met on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. It's Aurora Sing 1 because some bitch decided to make Aurora Sing.
And that bitch.
And then just like leave it.
We coming for you, Aurora Sing, that doesn't even post TikTok videos.
You don't follow, you don't post, nothing, okay?
Where is she?
Aurora Sing 1 on TikTok. And then health, actually, I posted a video and I'm probably going to do another one tomorrow.
We love it. We love to see it.
We support you. And then Sydney Steiger's best friend.
Hi.
So glad you came today.
What are you doing? Are you performing any live comedy shows?
No, I just did laughs Valentine's Day weekend. That was
yeah.
like, what did I join today? What's going on?
And where can we find you online? And where?
Sid Stig, SYDSTIG, half my first name, half my last name on all social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
How's the bussy?
The bussy is good. She is going under some construction at the moment.
Why? What's going on?
She needs a new heater, and I'm putting a barber chair in it.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. And what does that bus get? Like 4 or 5 miles to the gallon? Or?
Yeah, basically. Yep.
That's what you live in the bus?
No, I don't live in it. I'm converting it at the moment.
Oh, dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby Shmurda out of jail. Get well, Tiger Woods.
Hey.
All right. That's it. Bye, Sacramento.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.